TJ Buchholz. He's the public affairs director for Lambert and Edwards. TJ, how are you?
Morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. A recent poll covered a lot of interesting topics. The first one I want to ask you about is, what did you learn from the emergency manager's questions that you had?
Well, I think what we saw with the question that we asked, it was one of several, as you mentioned, that we put in our poll. But what we saw is that the public is really equally divided on emergency financial manager and the takeover of communities throughout Michigan. It was actually equally tied at 37%, the approved of it, and 37% disapproved. But what we did see, certainly in our African-American communities, is that the EFM, the revisions to the EFM law are increasingly unpopular.
How many people did you poll, and what's the error percentage?
We polled 600 respondents statewide. That's a plus or minus of 4, which is a very accurate, I think, poll in the state of Michigan.
What did you learn about the state house races?
You know, we're actually seeing Democrats with just a slight uptick. Democrats have a small lead, but it's within the margin of error. That is within 4 points of the Republicans. So I think the interpretation for us there is that this is really anybody's race in 2012, and the people that can spin the best story and tell a compelling narrative with Michigan voters are the folks that will win House races generally.
TJ, hot topic throughout the state is the domestic partnership benefits. What'd you learn?
Well, certainly with this question, we asked it a little bit differently than other polling companies have asked in the past. How we asked this question was, do you support the idea of taxpayer resources being dedicated to paying domestic partnership for domestic partnership benefits for gay and lesbian couples and for people in common law marriages? And what we saw was a majority of people not wanting to use taxpayer resources for that. What I would say in defense of the question is, I think in the climate that we're in right now, certainly the challenging economy we still have, I think if you took any issue with and coupled it with taxpayer resources, you'd see a negative skew in a poll. So I think we put domestic partnership benefits in there because it's a hot topic, certainly in Lansing right now and across the state. But I do think that this poll question has a broader story to tell here, which is, you know, people are still challenged economically and would prefer their taxpayer resources to be spent elsewhere.
What was on Michiganians' minds when talking about Michigan's political climate?
Well, we took this poll right after the State of the State address that Governor Snyder gave in near the end of January. So what we did see for Governor Snyder was a slight uptick. While his numbers are still low, we saw our high numbers, basically about a 35% approval rating. But that was higher than what we saw 6 months ago in a similar poll that we took. I guess the theme there is that, you know, Governor Snyder did see a bounce in public opinion right after the State of the State. We have not seen, or at the time we took the poll, similar bounce in President Obama's numbers. But I'm assuming if we put a poll in the field after the president's State of the Union address, he might see an uptick in Michigan as well.
TJ, anything catch you by surprise?
You know, I think one of the things that really kind of surprised us was in Governor Snyder's job performance. He just didn't do well with Republicans. He actually did well with Democrats. He actually did well across the board with independents. And while the numbers are probably not where the governor's office would like for them to be, and they're the first to tell you that they don't look at polls because they're only a snapshot, but while their numbers are not as high as they needed to be, I think they saw a positive uptick across the board, and I think that's got to be encouraging for them. And frankly, it was a little surprising for us to see the demographic bounce in Democrats and among independents.
All right, TJ, before I let you go, have you seen the latest commercial from Pete Hoekstra in regards to his effort to overtake Debbie Stabenow for her U.S. Senate seat?
I did.
What'd you think?
Well, certainly, you know, there has got to be a better way to spend $3.5 million on an ad like this than putting what he put on. I think it was, you know, I think nitwittery at its finest. I don't know that it helps him. I think it hurts him. I certainly think it helps Debbie Stabenow.
Is that what they spent to produce and put that on the air around the state?
You know, I'm not sure on that, Tony. That's what a typical 30-second commercial cost nationally. It was probably less than that across the state, but I'm certain it was a chunk of change for the campaign that they could have spent I think better. You know, we're talking about I think maybe some Republican pundits would say that it improves Pete Hoekstra's name ID because people are talking about it, but I can't see any way that this 30-second ad helps him. It only hurts him.
T.J. Buchholz is the Public Affairs Director for Lambert Edwards. Thanks so much, T.J.
Thank you.